lying at the door of the rich man's house is Christ. And you and I are asked to understand that we each represent and are Christ in our world, and we meet people who are Christ. This parable is retold many times in your life, where you are invited to get up from the table, where you enjoy the blessings of God and help those who are in need. Representing that, we have one of our baskets in the middle of the church, a bag that we've distributed and have available that allows you to collect food and bring it for us to be able to distribute in our food pantry. We ask that you use these bags, not only because it helps us to take care of the needs of so many, but because it makes sure that we don't sit complacently at our table enjoying what God has given us and become complacent about those who are in need. One of the things we can be very proud of at our parish is that we have had this food pantry for many years and continuously meet the needs of so many. This coming week, the diocese will do an audit of our parish, something that they do annually. And in it, they look to see, are we being good stewards of the gifts that we are given by you, the gifts that come from God. We've prepared a report that will be distributed and sent to your homes that explain many of the good things that we as a parish do to try to make sure that our stewardship is alive and real, that we do care about those who are less fortunate. I hope you will appreciate as much as I do in reading that report the great generosity you show in making sure that we don't sit complacently, but we do the things that really matter. The volunteering that helps us, the contributions that help us so much. And I hope you will notice that we are attempting to grow in that ability to have more and more join us in meeting the needs of the poor and other needs that are part of our parish life. We have been so blessed by God that it is important for us to not fall prey to what happens to the rich man. The gospel doesn't say that he's an evil man. He's probably just somebody who after a while became preoccupied with making sure that he had enough. And after he had enough, the habit was already in place and he kept on going. I believe for all of us, there's a moment in our young lives when we find ourselves very much in need and we get on our knees and we pray to God and we promise God that if we receive the help that we need, we will always share with others. And I think we do that the first time and maybe the second time. But then I think it's easy to slip away and to begin to make excuses for ourselves that we don't have enough yet, that they should stop being so lazy and get to work, that they shouldn't try to live off of others. My brothers and sisters, the liturgy that we celebrate today brings every one of us together as one. And we celebrate our unity, that we are not divided. There's not a chasm between us that separates us, rich from poor, needy from those who have plenty, successful from those who aren't. We come together just as we do in worship, and we stand shoulder to shoulder and give praise and glory to the God who has blessed us with so very much. And we ask that our hearts will be moved to continue to share the blessings that God has given us. That's a very important thing for us to do. In the gospel story, the rich man says to Abraham, "Send Lazarus to tell my brothers what has happened, so that they can avoid what has happened to me." And it sounds like a wonderful idea. The problem is, just as Abraham expresses, if the word of God that has already come to them hasn't touched their heart, another person and another person and another person isn't going to do it. And that's the difficulty with us putting off our responding to God's love and giving generously, that we get to the point where we think, I'll do it a little later. I'll do it when the right word is expressed, when someone convinces me of the need. We have the gospel that is given to us, the word of God that tells us how we are to live. And when we open our hearts, when we lift up our hearts, we allow God's word to touch us in a special way, so that we will do what we can on a continuing basis to help those who are less fortunate, for they are brothers and sisters, for they are Christ's.